I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, June 3rd. The driver of a bus for special needs students is charged with driving under the influence of drugs after crashing the vehicle with a student on board in Quincy Wednesday. Police say 35-year-old Stephanie Sacco of Quincy was under the influence of drugs while she was transporting a student to the Lincoln Hancock School. Crash occurred in front of the Quincy Police Station at C Street and Southern Artery at about 9:30 Wednesday morning. The child was taken to the hospital for evaluation. Sacco was charged with driving under the influence of drugs and reckless endangerment of a child. The van is owned by Mass Quality Ride Company of Brockton, which describes itself as a special needs transportation company. Sacco has since been fired from the company. The principal at Lincoln Hancock School told police there have been issues with that company failing to pick up and drop off students in the past. Quincy School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says he has contacted the company and has been assured that the incident will not occur again. Wayne Westcott, an accomplished international expert in health, fitness, and aging, has fully retired from his role as the longtime chair of the exercise science program at Quincy College. Since developing and launching the college exercise curriculum in 2006, Westcott has taught and trained hundreds of students whose Quincy College education helped prepare them for rewarding professional careers. 73-year-old Westcott lives in Abington and says he needs to retire to spend more time with his wife, Claudia, who's battling cancer. On Tuesday, 50 members of the college had a party for Westcott. Westcott's written 30 books and wrote hundreds of newspaper, magazine, and journal articles. He published nearly 100 peer-reviewed research and academic papers. He served as strength training consultant for a number of organizations, including the Air Force, Coast Guard, Navy, and six NFL teams. Previously was the longtime fitness research director at the South Shore YMCA. He taught phys ed at Penn State, Eastern Connecticut, and Florida State, then went from teaching sports skills toward his real passion for physical fitness for everybody. In 1984, he moved to the South Shore Y in Quincy. After 25 years, he retired there and soon started at the Quincy College position. The last surviving Howard Johnson's restaurant in America has closed. A few years after New England said goodbye to the iconic chain, open for most of the past 70 years, the restaurant was located in Lake George, New York. A popular summer vacation spot near the Adirondack Mountains. The restaurant closed its doors in recent weeks. The property is up for lease. The longtime roadside staple had about 1,000 restaurants in the 60s and 70s and was once America's largest restaurant chain after being founded in Quincy. Instantly recognizable for its orange roofs, the diners served 28 types of ice cream and became part of American culture. Mad Men recreated the restaurant to film a scene. But Howard Johnson quickly found itself in the shadow of McDonald's and other fast food chains that maximized efficiency and better managed supply chains. Marriott bought a crippled Howard Johnson in 1985, selling hundreds of the brand's hotels and about 200 restaurants to Prime Motor Inn. That company then sold the restaurants to other chains, and they lost the Hojo's name. By last decade, just a handful of restaurants were still operating the Lake George location, along with one in Lake Placid, New York, and another in Bangor, Maine. The Lake Placid restaurant closed in 2015. Bangor shut its doors in 2016. Although the Howard Johnson restaurants are gone, the hotel chain is still alive. There are about 300 locations, including one in Quincy, currently owned by the hotel giant Wyndham. Manic Community Health Center will be holding a free COVID-19 walk-in vaccination clinic at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today. Clinic will run from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and include all three FDA-approved vaccines and boosters. The National Commander of the Sons of the American Legion will be at the Morissette Post on Liberty Street in Quincy Saturday from 10 to 2 to present a gift to Terry Brill on behalf of the late Joe Brill. The public is welcome to attend. The Beantown Swing Orchestra will perform a free live concert on the Hancock Adams Common and Quincy Center Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. The 77th Annual Caddy Day Memorial Ceremony will be held Sunday at 11 a.m. at Caddy Park on Wollaston Beach in Quincy. The William R. Caddy Detachment invites the public to attend. The annual Quincy Police Memorial Sunday service will be held this Sunday at 9 a.m. at the Police Memorial at Mount Wollaston Cemetery. The service will begin with a procession from the Quincy Courthouse at 8:45 a.m. And the 5th Annual Quincy Pride Celebration will be held Sunday from noon to 5 at Pageant Field in Quincy. Live music, entertainment, and food trucks will be part of this year's celebration. Two people were hurt. Two buildings in downtown Boston evacuated yesterday after a pair of manhole explosions happened about 9 a.m. on High Street near Summer Street. Deputy Fire Chief Brian Tully says one woman suffered burns. She was able to walk to the ambulance for treatment, and her injuries were described as minor. Mayor Michelle Wu said a second person also suffered minor injuries. A storefront window near one of the manholes was shattered in the blast. Several streets were closed. Police asked people to avoid the area. Firefighters were checking surrounding buildings for smoke and inspecting for elevated levels of carbon monoxide. Workers were forced to evacuate two office buildings due to dangerously high levels of carbon monoxide, leaving businesses shut down. Both of the buildings were deemed safe last night. It's the second time manholes in Boston have exploded in the last couple of weeks. On May 17th, two of them went up in flames on Boylston Street in the Back Bay. Eversource crews were still working late last night to repair the manholes and investigate what happened. Boston Deputy Fire Chief Brian Tully blamed the age of equipment running power underground. Human error being investigated as one possible cause of Wednesday evening's collision involving two MBTA Green Line trains near Boston's Government Center. A two-car westbound train with about 25 passengers struck a two-car passenger-less train that was preparing to enter service at Government Center. A T spokesperson said both trains derailed. Four MBTA Green Line operators were injured and taken to Mass General. None of the passengers were hurt. The four operators were placed on administrative leave after the incident. Both of the trains were put back on the tracks as of yesterday morning, but service remained on pause while the tracks were inspected. Initial reports said it appeared the trains collided as they were traveling toward the Park Street station from Government Center. Sources said the collision appeared to occur where two tracks merge into one. A National Transportation Safety Board spokesperson said the agency was not sending a team to Boston to investigate the latest incident, but it occurred less than a month after the Federal Transit Administration said it was launching a review of MBTA's safety. Gas prices in Massachusetts hit a new record high today at $4.84 a gallon, according to AAA, up 5 cents just from yesterday. A year ago, it was $1.92 less at $2.92 a gallon. The national average now $4.76 a gallon. Also a record, according to AAA. California still has the highest prices in the country at $6.24 a gallon. Diesel prices held steady, averaging $6.24 a gallon in Massachusetts, 17 cents lower than the record of $6.41 set back on May 18th. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow was up 435. The NASDAQ rose 322. And the S&P added 75. Global stocks were higher. The dollar edged up. The euro was higher. Oil at $116 a barrel. Sports. Celtics win game one of the NBA Finals in San Francisco last night, beating Golden State 120-108. Game two in California Sunday night at 8 p.m. The Red Sox are in California tonight at 9:40 against Oakland. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Scattered showers today, highs in the upper 60s. For tonight, cloudy, a low 56. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 78. Sun and clouds Sunday, high of 77. Sun and clouds Monday, high 77. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light east wind. High tide right after 3 p.m. Sunrise at 5:08, set at 8:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Friday, June 3rd.